Today's daf is Erev in Daf Pei He, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Dalid Amid Beis Ki Ha Da Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Chana Rivka Bas Faila, and Refuah Mordechai Ben Gittel. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So today's daf is very much a continuation of yesterday's daf, which discussed the halachos of 2 chatzeros that were side by side. In between the 2 chatzeros, there was something that both anshei hachatzer had schosim in, had shaychis to. The question is, do we say that being that the members of both chatzeros have some connection to this item, the halacha is that one would not be able to use that item unless both chatzeros made a ruvi chatzeros. In other words, the 2 chatzeros will be oistrin zeh as zeh because of the fact that they both have rights to it. Or do we say no? And really what emerged from Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, from Daf Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, from Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis, which in many ways was a sikum of many of the gemaras that we saw over the last several days, was that it depends. And really what it depends on is what each one of the chatzers' relationship is to this item, specifically relative to the people living in the other chatzers. So for example, if there was a wall that was in between 2 chatzeros and the members of both chatzeros respectively had easy access to the wall, so then the halachas, if they both had easy access to the wall, they would have to make a ruvi chatzeros, otherwise nobody would be able to be mishtamish with the wall. If it was difficult for both of the chatzeros to have access the wall, then the halach is the same. They have the same difficult shaychus to it. As a result, they would have to make a ruvi chatzeros if they would want to use it. What would be if it was easy for the anshei of one chatzer to use it, but it was more difficult for the members of the other chatzer to use it? So then we would say that there's a rule that kol davash etashmisha lezeh benachas v'lezeh bekasha nois nenoisa lezeh etashmisha benachas. We give it to the members of the chatzer to whom it's easy to use. We look at it as if it's part of their chatzer. As long as they made a ruv chatzeres, they would be able to be mishtamish with this wall. If they didn't make a ruv chatzeres, then they would not be able to, but we don't look at the members of the other chatzer for whom it would be more difficult to be mishtamish with this wall as being members of the wall, to the point that them not being mishtatif in an Erev would shter the people in the chatzer for whom it's easy to be mishtamish with the wall. We saw a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel that was very much the backdrop of a big portion of yesterday's daf, and that is, what would be if you had, again, something that was in between 2 chatzeros, and the members of both chatzeros have technically a shaychis to this item. It's difficult for both of them to use it. However, for the members of one chatzer, for them to use it, they would have to go beshulshul. They would have to go down. And for the members of the other chatzer to use it, they would go bezriko. They would have to go up. And this is under the premise that it's a little more difficult to use something when you need to move upward than it is to use something when you simply need to move downward. Shmuel said that being that for the members of one chatzer, it's b'shilshul, and for the members of the other chatzer, it's b'zriko. Shilshul relative to zriko is nachas relative to kasha. Thus, we would imply the rule of kol davar shetashmisha lezeh benachas v'lezeh b'kasha noisa noisa lezeh shetashmisha benachas, and we would give it to the members of the chatzer for whom it's easy to use. Rav argued. Rav said that shnei moisrim zeh azeh. The halacha would be that they would aser each other, because at the end of the day, they both have shaychis to it, and for both of them, it's difficult to use, even though it's true that if you want to start splitting hairs on a relative basis, a little bit easier for the members of one chatzah to use it than it is for the members of the other chatzah to use it. But at the end of the day, we say that it's difficult for both of them to use it. And as a result, halach is shneim oistrin zeh. And the Gemara asked many kashas on Rav, and then many kashas on Shmuel, which again was the backdrop of a good portion of yesterday's daf. But what emerged at the very end of the daf, without chazering the Shakla V'Tarya, was that Abaye said a chiddush. And Abaye said that the only time this rule is true, that when it's lezeh b'shulshul, v'lezeh bezrika, or in general, this principle of kol davar shetashmisha lezeh benachas v'lezeh bekoshen noisa noisa lezeh shetashmisha benachas, that's only if the two chatzeres, the two reshuyos, are at least 10 tfachim removed from each other. But in the event that they're so close to each other that they're within 10 tfachim, then this rule is not going to apply. So if they're 10 tfachim away from each other, that's when you have this rule. But if they're within 10 tfachim from each other, they're too close. And as a result, even though it's easier for one to use than it is for the other to use, we don't care. The halacha is that it's that two are going to aser each other. So when do we say that if it's easy for one to use it, it's more difficult for the other one to use it? That's if they're somewhat distant from each other. So for example, if there's a wall separating the two chatzeres, so the wall, if it's 10 tefachim tall, serves as a partition, so now we look at them as if they're not right near each other. But in the event that the two reshuyos are right near each other, then this halacha is not going to be true. Why did Abaye say it? To answer the kasha that the Gemara asked from the Mishnah later in the Perek that talks about the shtei gezusteros. But either way, we're picking up in the middle of a cheshbon where Abaye said this chiddush, that if the two things are so close to each other, we don't imply the rule of kol davar shelezeh benachas lezeh bekasha. So Abaye said, how do I know this is true? I know it from something that Shmuel said. If there was a roof that was samach to Rishus Harabim, so this was an apartment complex. It was a building where a lot of people lived, and there was a roof that the people that lived in the house used to use. This roof was also samach to Rishus Harabim. It was right next to the Rishus Harabim, so that the people in the Rishus Harabim used to use it as well. So Shmuel said a very big chiddush. He said, Sarach sulam kavua lahatiroi. The only way the people that live in the house will be able to use their roof, even if they make a roof of chatzeres, the only way they'll be able to use their roof is if they have a sulam kavua, like a staircase that goes from the marpeset up onto the roof. But if they don't have a sulam kavua that goes up until the roof, they will not be able to use it. Very clear. Sulam kavua in sulam aroy lohi, my time. Sabaye said, Rabbeinu Shalom, what could be pshan in such a halacha? You have an apartment building that has a roof. There's a lot of people that live in apartments that are in this building. The halacha is that if the roof is exposed to the Rishus HaRabim, even if they make a roof of chatzeres in this building, they won't be able to use the roof. The roof is a chatzer. That's all it is. Still, they won't be able to use it unless they make a roof of chatzeres. So Abaye said, why shouldn't they be able to use it? What's the big deal? He couldn't figure out what the reason is. He said, you know what the reason must be? There's only one thing I can come up with. And that is that the people that live in the Rishus HaRabim aser. Meaning, being that the roof is exposed to the Rishus HaRabim, so we have to take the Anshe Rishus HaRabim into account. And if the Anshe Rishus HaRabim have access to this roof, so they themselves will ask. If you want to know why the people in the house can't simply make an Eruv of Chatzeros, because it's like two Chatzeros that are side by side. Where's the two Chatzeros side by side? You have the one group, the apartment building itself, and then the Anshe Rishus HaRabim. It's a big chiddush. But the Anshe Rishus HaRabim would have the ability to impact to the point that unless there's a Sulam Kavua, which then, what does Sulam Kavua do? It designates, it says that the roof is exclusive for the people living in this building as opposed to the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. Unless you have that, the halach is, you're not going to be able to carry. But Abaye was bothered with another kasha. The Gemara doesn't speak this out. But Abaye was bothered with another kasha. And that is that why don't you say that even though it's true the Bnei Rishus HaRabim have some sort of access to this roof, but let's be honest, it's much easier for the people living in this apartment building to use the roof than it is for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim to use the roof. So shouldn't we apply the rule that says kol shelezeh benachas v'lezeh bekasha noisa noisa lezeh benachas? So why do I need a sulam kavua? What should be the problem? So Abaye said, you know what the reason must be? Lad mishum dekim debetoich asar adadi kaimi asar adadi. I think there's only one explanation for it. It must be there was a marpeh that was within 10 tfachim from the Rishus HaRabim, so they were so close to each other, these two Rishuyos, that you don't have the rule of kosher lezeh benachas, lezeh bekosher, noisa noisa lezeh shebenachas. So Abaye said, this is my raya. You want to know how I know that this rule of kosher lezeh benachas, lezeh bekosher, noisa noisa lezeh shetashmish benachas is not true in the event that the two Rishuyos are so close to each other, they're not separated by a real mechitza? I know it from Shmuel Zalach, because otherwise Shmuel Zalach, I have no havon in it. What do I need a sulam kavua
responsible for? How are the Bnei Rishos HaRabim affecting in any way the people that live in this complex? L'chaira, for the people living in the complex, to use the roof is Tashmisha Benachas. And for the people living in the Rishos HaRabim, it's Tashmisha Bekasha. So it's Pashit you should give it to the people that are living in the up complex. Oh, must be? There's a time where we don't apply the rule of Kosha L'zeh Benachas. V'l'zeh Tashmisha Bekasha. No, it's L'zeh Benachas. What must be the Svara? Abaye said, I can only think of if it's within 10 Fachim. Abaye had a Svara to say that the way it should be. But the bottom line is, he said, this is my Makar. My Makar is what from Shmuel said, but the Gemara says, Maska for Rapapa came, shrine at Abaya. He said, I don't think you have any Rai, because Vidoma Kishurabim, the Kasvin, all of Bekumsa Vesudra. You're assuming that for the Anche Rishis Rabim to use this roof, it was difficult. So Yakasha was, for the people living in the house, it's Tashmisha Benachas. People in the Rishis Rabim, it's Tashmisha Bekasha. What happened to the rule? Must be, there's a time you don't apply the rule. That's how you be Miyash of the Mishnah of the Shtegezus Terois. Who said, how do you know? Maybe the people in the Rishus Rabbin were able to use this roof in a very easy way. What did they use it for? Their kumsa, their sudra, they put their kapalich there. They put something there. Something that's not so hard. You know, the assumption is they were going to take heavy loads and put it there. Okay, that's tashmisha bekasha. But if they want to just take their hat off for a second because they're schwitzing, that's not such a big deal. So that's also tashmisha benachas. So maybe it's lezet tashmisha benachas, but lezet tashmisha benachas. Oh, lezet tashmisha benachas. Lezet tashmisha benachas. Now we have a problem. So how do we address the problem? So you have to do something. So the Eitzah Shmuel said was, make a Sulam Kuvah. But this is an interesting Gemara in that in this Gemara, it's the Anshei Rishus HaRabim that are causing problems. Always when you're talking about a Ruvi Chatzeres, every time you have these halachas, it's a chatzer and a chatzer, or a bunch of chatzeres that open up into a mavli, a bunch of private houses that open up into a common chatzer. Here we're reckoning with the Bnei Rishis HaRabim, the being that they also have access to this roof, so therefore you would have to address it. How do you make a Ruvi Chatzeres with the Bnei Rishis HaRabim? So what you need is some other idea. So that was Shmuel's Eitzah of the Sulam Kavua. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Next topic, but very, very, very much Me'inyan le'inyan, ba'ose inyan bar, shebein shtei chatzeros. If there was a pit that was between two chatzeros, and every part of the case is important. Mufleges mikoisel zarba, the pit that was between the two chatzeros was four tfachim away from the outer wall of one of the chatzeros, and it was also mikoisel zarba, and it was four tfachim away from the outer wall of the other chatzer. Meaning, this is similar to the cases that we've had up until now, where there was a wall between two chatzeres, there was a charitz between two chatzeres, there was a chaloim between two chatzeres, there was a haystack between two chatzeres. Same idea. The difference over here is that the thing that's in between the two chatzeres is a pit, okay? Punchline is it's four tfachim removed from the chatzer. So there's this alleyway that's between the two chatzeres. In the middle of the alleyway, there's a bar. And from the edge of one chatzer to the bar is four tfachim or more. And from the edge of the other chatzer to the bar is another four tfachim. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I heard from Shmuel that in order for anyone to go and use this bar, zem moitzi ziz kol shu memale, v'zem moitzi ziz kol shu memale. You would not have to make a ruve chatzeros between the two chatzeros in order for them to be able to use this bar. That Shmuel did not say. What Shmuel did say, however, is you have to do something. So what's the something that you have to do? Take a ziz. A ziz is like a little board. Let it protrude from the wall. And if you're going to have a ziz that's going to protrude from the wall, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda Didea, my Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll even be more makel. I don't even think you need a ziz. I feel kanya. Even if you would have a reed and you would have that popping out from the wall, das is eichet gut. A reed is less than a ziz. The point is that you just have to have a little something. As long as you do something, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So what's going on over here? I don't understand. But manav shach, you have to make a ruv chatzeros, then make a ruv chatzeros. You don't have to make a ruv chatzeros. So what's this ziz? What's this kanyu all about? So it's good. The shot in this gemara is going to emerge from this next gemara that we're going to learn. But what we're going to see is that what's unique about this case is two things. Number one, the bar was four tfachim removed from the chatzah. That was very, very clear. Number two, there was no entrance, there was no pesach that went from the chatzah directly into the bar. And the way the anshei chatzah used to take water or whatever the contents of the bar was, it was by through the aver. They would throw things in and they would have some sort of system where they would be able to yank things out. But the point is, it went derech aver. So the way they were mishtamish with this bar, with this makom hamishutefes, was not in the conventional way, but it was derech aver. And because it was derech aver, it's considered more cooler than in the world of Eruv Chatzeres. When is it when you have two chatzeros that both use something together, jointly, that the halacha is that they have to make a ruvach hatzeros, otherwise shneim oisrim zeh zeh, in the conventional way? That's if they both have a shtamshus in the conventional way. If, however, the shtamshus is derech aver, so once the shtamshus is derech aver, it's going to be different. And what's the definition of derech aver? If you use it derech aver, self-explanatory, also four tefachim removed. So in this case, where it's four tefachim removed, and the way you use it is derech aver, so over here, it's not your typical situation. As a result, you don't need a ruvach hatzeres, but Shmuel said you do need something. You know why you need something? But I'm machin a heker. Because if you're not going to make a heker, you never know, rachmanu litzlan, what can come from this. People are going to not realize it was four tefachim, it was derech aver. So there's obviously mechsholim that can come from this. So Shmuel said to make a ruvach hatzeres that you don't have to do. But at the same time, something you do have to do. And what is that something? Zem moitzis is kol shu memali. Zem moitzis is kol shu memali. Rabbi Yehuda said this over in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, and he said, I'm going to be even more makel, meaning that I think when Shmuel said ziz, it was lav dafka ziz. And really, you can even go more kuladik. You can even take a read. That in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, I'm going to Abaya the Rav Yosef. Abaya heard what Rav Yehuda said, but he didn't know that Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel. And we know Rav Yehuda had two Rabbeim. Amar Rav Yehuda my Rav, and Amar Rav Yehuda my Shmuel. Abaya also had two Rabbeim, Rabba and Rav Yosef. So Abaya is talking to Rav Yosef, as he is throughout Shas, and Abaya told Rav Yosef, I heard this halacha that Rav Yehuda said. Again, he didn't know Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel. Our Gemara says very clearly, Amar Rav Yehuda my Shmuel. If Abaya knew that, this next line isn't going to read. But Abaya didn't know that. See, he knew Abaya said it, and Rav Yehuda said it, but he didn't know in the name of who. So he turned to Rav Yosef. He said, Had Rav Yehuda the Shmuli. This halacha that Rav Yehuda said must have been in the name of Shmuel. It was in the name of Shmuel, but I didn't know that for a fact. But he said it must have been in the name of Shmuel. Either Rav, because if he heard it from his other Rebbe, Rav, it can't be. Ha'amar Rav said, Ein Adam Yisrael Chaver. Derech Aver. Rav has a shita that is a person can ask his friend, derech aver, that if two people have ishtamshus in something, but the way they mishtamish with it is derech aver, or if one person has ishtamshus derech aver and the other person is mishtamish with it in the regular way, the point is, ein adam yisrael chaver, derech aver. And over here, both people, the anshei achatzah, use this bar, as we mentioned earlier, derech aver. So if that's the case, why would you have to be moitzis is? You wouldn't have to do anything. Oh, Shmuel must argue. Shmuel must hold Adam Oyser al Chaveri derech aver, albeit to the extent they have to do something. You don't have to make a ruvach hatzeres, but at the very least, Zem Moitzis is kol shum emali, Zem Moitzis is kol shum emali. And as a result, Rav Yehuda said this halacha, he must have said it over in the name of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, okay, so if Rav Yehuda heard it from Shmuel, so the Gemara says, do we know which memra of Shmuel he heard it from? With the Shmuel Mehecha, which one of Shmuel's memras did Rav Yehuda hear this from? Again, the Gemara is assuming now that Rav Yehuda didn't hear it directly from Shmuel, even though we know he did. But this is Abaye and Rav Yosef talking this through, not knowing that Rav Yehuda said it, that Shmuel said him first. So he said, which one of Shmuel's members did he hear from? Maybe it was the following. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Gag, Samach Shus HaRabim. If there's a Gag, that's Samach Shus HaRabim. So what did Shmuel say? Tzarech Sulam Kavu Latiroi. The only way you'd be able to use this gag is with the Sulam Kavu. So this was the halacha that the people in the Rishus Arabim have an ability to shter, right? We said that if you have the people living in this apartment complex, they have a roof that they used to use. The people in the Rishus Arabim used to also use the roof. The halacha is you need to make a Sulam Kavu, because otherwise the people living in the Rishus Arabim are going to cause problems. So what does it have to do with our sugya? So Rashi says that the Metzias usually was, and we know this from other sugyas and shas as well, that there were usually dividers. There was something that was standing in between the people's houses, the chatzeros, and the Rishus HaRabim. You didn't want all the horses and buggies and wagons and things that were, all the whole geshef that went on in Rishus HaRabim to be able to make direct contact into people's personal property. So they used to put up things that served as barriers. The assumption is that those things were at least four tefachim wide. And if that's the case, if somebody was going to use the gag from the Rishus HaRabim, he wasn't going to be able to walk all the way there. He was probably going to have to go over some things, maybe throw something onto the roof. The point is, it was going to be derech aver. And even though it was going to be derech aver, still, what did
Shmuel say it's a problem. Sarich sulam kavua lahatirai. And if you don't have a sulam kavua, it's going to be a problem. So I say meres that the Shmuel must be of the opinion that even if your hishtamshus in something is derech aver, still you have to address, you have to do something. Oh, so maybe that's where Rav Yehuda took this halacha. I mean, Rav Yehuda knew that Shmuel said, Rav Nachman was the one who said in the name of Shul Gaga Samach Rishus HaRabim, Tzarech Sulam Kavu Latira, that the Anshei Rishus HaRabim have the ability to impact the hishtamshus of the Gag, even though their whole hishtamshus is derech aver. So you see, derech aver is something, if derech aver is something, so again, so you have to be moitzi aziz, you have to be moitzi arid, you'd have to do something. So the Gemara says, maybe that's where was from, but the Gemara says, how do you know? I don't think that's a hechmer. It's Gilmuk the Rav Papa. Maybe Pshad in that is like Rav Papa. Which Rav Papa? We know Rav Papa from the bottom of Pedal and Mabez. Rav Papa said that maybe the way the Anshei Rishus HaRabim used to use the roof is they used to put their hat on it, they used to put their sudar in it. And Tosfos speaks out, Dibra Maskel, Gilmuk the Rav Papa, the last line. That if you're using it for your hat, you actually can get pretty close to the wall. If you were taking a big load, it would be impossible to get so close to the wall. You would have to throw it or something. It would end up being used derech aver. However, if you want to put your hat there, it doesn't necessarily have to be derech aver. The point is, there's no hechruch from that halacha that Shmuel holds that Adam oyser al chaver derech aver, because maybe the shtamshus wasn't derech aver. Maybe we're talking about a hat and a sudr where it wouldn't necessarily have to be derech aver. So Mar says, Elameha, you have to say that Rav Yehuda heard it directly from Shmuel. Zeh moitzi ziz kol shu umemale, vezeh moitzi ziz kol shu umemale, and time of the apik, and you see from Shmuel's halacha clearly that the only reason it's okay is because you were moitzi ziz, holay apik, amirin, other moitzi al-chaveri, derech aver, period. So we have over here another machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. It's Gemara didn't present it as Rav says and Shmuel says, like it did in the previous sohiyah, but really what emerges over here is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And that is, Adam oyser al chaveroi derech aver, or ein Adam oyser al chaveroi derech aver. Shmuel said a halacha, that if you have a bar that's between two chatzeros, it's four tfachim or more removed from each one of the chatzeros. The halacha is the only way you're allowed to carry from the bar to your chatzah without making a ruvi chatzeros is if your moitzi ziz kol shu memali. But if you're not moitzi ziz, or Rabbi Yehuda said even if it's less than a ziz, but if you're not going to do something, you're not going to be able to carry. Even though each one of the chatzeros, when they use this bar, they use it derech aver, it's because Shmuel is of the opinion that Adam oyser al chaveroi derech aver, which by the way would make the other halacha that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel very gishmak, where you had this apartment complex and there was a roof that the people in the apartment building used to use and that Bnei Rishus HaRabim also used to use. The halacha is that it's a problem. It creates erivin issues. Why? So you could be madchik and you could say it's talking about where people only used it for their hat or something, but the truth is this is all Shmuel talking. Shmuel Shita is Adam Oyser al Chaveri derech aver. So even though the Anshei Rishus HaRabim only used the derech aver, it doesn't matter. If my Ishtamshus and this thing is only derech aver, the halach is, it's going to be an issue. In the course of the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara brought Rav who argues. Rav said, Ein Adam Oyser al Chaveri derech aver. So if a machloik is Rav and Shmuel, Adam Oyser al Chaveri derech aver, or Ein Adam Oyser al Chaveri derech aver. In other words, just to put a real case to Rav's halacha, in this situation, we have the bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, where it's Mufleges, Mikoisel Zerba, Mikoisel Zerba, where Shmuel said, you have to make a ziz, you have to make some sort of coin, Rav, you don't have to do anything. Because Rav holds Ein Adam Oyser al Chaveri derech aver. So if you can't ask on your friend derech aver, this is not something that you're going to have to do. Zoktigma Uderav Mehecha. It seems Rav never said this halacha before. Again, this is not a machloikas Rav and Shmuel like so many of the machloikas and throughout Shas where Rav said this, chadomar chadomar. No, we don't have that. So we're inferring in a shakla b'tayr between Abayi and Rav Yosef that there was a Rav shita and there was a Shmuel shita. So the Gemara says, where is this Rav? Rav must have said something from where we were able to infer this halacha. Is Uderav Mehecha ile mimiha. So the Gemara says, let's see if we can go through some exciting Erevin cases and come out with a Shitas Rav. So says the Gemara, maybe it's from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah that's later on Daf Pei Zayin, the Mishnah that the Gemara brought on the top of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Sheikh Zustroi Zulamayim Mazur. There were two porches. One was higher than the other. These two porches were exposed to the yam, and the people that lived in the apartments that opened up to these porches used to have a pail. They would lower it into the yam, they would bring it up, and that's how they had water. Now, to do this on Shabbos is a big problem. The reason is because the yam is a caramelist. Your house is a rishos hayachid, not like from a caramelist to a rishos hayachid. However, the chachamim made a very special kulav. Kal sheikilu chachamim v'mayim. The chachamim said that if you want to make a little mechitza underneath your porch, as long as it's four tfachim, it works with good achas mechitzas. The point is, it's called a mechitza tluya. There is a way for you to be able to do it. So there were two porches. One porch made this mechitza tluya. The other porch did not make the mechitza tluya. So what was the halacha? It's a mefurish mishnah. The mishnah said that if the elyoina made the mechitza, but the tachtoina did not make the mechitza, shnei masuris achi yarvu. Both are going to be aser unless they go and they make an eruv. The reason is because we mentioned that the people that lived in both of these apartments technically owned the mechitza. And as a result, they owned the water, whatever that means, underneath the mechitza. So if they own that water, we look at the water as if it's mishutefes between the members of the two respective apartments. As a result, unless they make an Erev, the halach is, they wouldn't be able to use it. Now, how did it come up in the previous sugya? Because the Gemara thought that why would they have to make an Erev? At the end of the day, it's easier for the people living in the house that opens up to the porch that has the mechitza to use it than it is for the people that are living in the other porch that's a little bit lower, that doesn't have a mechitza, so that the only way they can draw water is by taking their pail or their shisel, throwing it into the upper porch and somehow getting it that way. This is your classic example. You would think of kol sheva zebenachas, v'lezebekosh, and that was the context in which the Gemara discussed this. But for now, the Gemara is going to focus on a slightly different point. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, the only time this halacha shu d'shem asuros is if the two porches were close to each other. If the two porches were far from each other, how far? The upper porch is allowed to use it, but the lower porch is not allowed to use it. What would be the svar in this? Why? What's the difference if they're within four tfachim from each other? If they're not four tfachim from each other. Whatever the pshat is in that mishnah, whatever pshat we spoke out yesterday, whatever the pshat is, at the end of the day, there's a svarish. They both have equal rights to this mayim. For whatever reason, we don't shtol tzu the aloch of kosher lezeb and nachas for lezeb and kosher. So they should ask each other. Oh, but if they're four tfachim removed, then it's not a problem. You know what the svar must be? Is Okta Gemara. Maybe this is Rav. Maybe it's because if the lower porch is more than four tfachim away from the upper porch, so that means the only way they can use it is derech aver, but not just derech aver, aver of four tfachim. Once it's aver of four tfachim, that's when you fall into this halacha of mufleges arba tfachim. If it's mufleges me arba tfachim, it's considered that your ishtamshus is derech aver, and if your ishtamshus is derech aver, it's a nitkain hishtamshos. Ein adam oyser al chaveir derech aver. So you want to know where Rav said the halacha of ein adam oyser al chaveir derech aver? This is where he said the halacha. Because Rav was the one that said there's a chil between four tfachim and not four tfachim. So even though the two gezus derois aser each other, but only if they're within four tfachim of each other. If you're more than four tfachim, not. That means if you're more than four tfachim, the oyoyne could use it, the tachtoyne can't. The tachtoyne has no rights in the gezus derois if they're more than four tfachim. What do you mean? Of course they have rights in it. The terence is, but how are they going to use it now? They're going to have to throw something four tfachim. That's derech aver. So if it's derech aver, you have no ability to answer. Who said this? Rav Huna. In the name of who? His Rabbi Rav. Oh, so this is the Makar. So the Gemara says, with the Rav Hecha, where did Rav say the halach of Ein Adam Yisrael Chaveru Derech Aver? It's this Rav. But the Gemara says, it's not Mochach. It's Dumashani Hacha. Here it's different. Because the Kimet Elizabeth is Rik of the Shulshul. Elizabeth Shulshul Uchudei. Because being that at the end of the day, this is a nuance. The connection, the shaychus that each one of these gezus derois have to the water is not the same. For one, it's bezrika v'shulshul, right? The lower one, they have to throw, and then it has to go down. And for the people that live in this porch, they walk from the living room into the porch, they lower the pail. It's so easy. So being that the connection that they have to it is not the same, so it's k'lezeb bezrika v'lezeb pesach dami. Meaning, could be when all things are equal, and everybody has the same level of access or in access to a thing. It could be over there, Rav would hold Adam Moisra al Chaveir Derech Aver. The reason Rav said over here, Ein Adam Moisra al Chaveir Derech Aver, is because it's in combination, it's in conjunction with the fact that their rights, their shaykhis to this water is not the same. For one, it's simply Derech Shulshul, and for the other one, it's Derech Zrika but Derech Shulshul. So for you, I have to go Zrika and Shulshul. So I'm already behind the eight ball. And now I'm more
more than four tefachim, which means that I have to go derech aver, so that's why I'm knocked out. But it could be if they both had equal shaychus to it, like Barshav and Shtei Chatzeres, Muflegas, Mikoshul Zerba, Mikoshul Zerba, where one chatzah doesn't have any more of a connection to this bar than the other. Maybe Rav would agree to Shmuel that other Moisrael Chaveru derech aver. So you can't use this as a makar to your classic case that Rav holds in on the Moisrael Chaveru derech aver. Zok de Gemara Elamiha. So you're right. This can't be the makar that Rav holds in on the Moisrael Chaveru derech aver. Must be we learned it from another Rav. Zok de Gemara. This is another classic Erevin Maisa Shahaya. Some Rav Nachman Abba Rabba Rabu Amirach. Shnei Batim. There were two houses. Vishalish Churvis Beinayim. So what would be if you have two houses and there are three Churvis that are between these two houses? So a Churva is something that was once a house, but now it's not a house anymore. So there were two houses, and in between the two houses, there's Churva A, Churva B, Churva C. We'll see on number days. The Gemara is going to change the tzir a little bit. But for now, just line them up. Just like we always had Chatzere, 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 so over here you have Churva A, Churva B, Churva C, and they're in between these two houses. Now, a Churva, for all intents and purposes, it's like a chatzah. You have to make a chatzah. Both houses technically have shaykhs to these churvos. And as a result, if they wanted to carry there, they would have to make some sort of erev. Stating that, this is what Rav said. The one house that has a chatzah that's right next to it, it could be mishtamish in that churva. The samach shaloi al yidei zrika, through zrika. And the other house could be mishtamish with the churva that's next to it. Al Yudei Zrika. By the way, Zrika over here doesn't mean what it meant in the last daf. Zrika over here means what it means throughout Shas, just simply throwing it. Right, in the last daf, Zrika meant this upward motion, as opposed to Zrika in contrast to Shoshul. Zrika just means you can use it. The point is that, so if you have house A, just to, and then Churva A, Churva B, Churva C, and then house B, so house A could be mishtamish with Churva A. House B could be mishtamish with Churva C, right? Each house could be mishtamish with the Churva that's right next to each other. There's no problems with that. Vo emtsoi, the middle one, however, Aser, is going to be Aser for everybody. So the truth is, the narrative is going to continue, but let's just stop for 1 second, because really, we already mentioned the punchline. The Gemara is going to flesh it out, but we already mentioned the punchline. It's not such an easy Gemara. This line that we just said, this psak from Rab, is the Makar, says the Gemara. And this is going to be the final makar that Rav holds in the Moisra al Chaveru derech aver. Where do you see it? Because the truth is, Rav is saying a very big chiddush. You have two houses. Each house opens up to the same three churvas. So we're saying the one churva that's next to me, I can use. And the one churva that's next to you, we're not going to shter each other. The one in the middle, that we're going to shter. But the ones close to each other, that we're not going to shter. Shalos, why not? Why don't you shter? Well, why not? We each have rights to it. So what should be? Why should that be the halacha? Like Mehecha Tesi, this should be the halacha. It's a very, very big chiddush. Says the Gemara, you know what the reason must be, is because each house could be mishtamish with the churva that's right next to it. Not b'derech aver. They can easily be mishtamish with it. But if house A wants to be mishtamish with churva C, it's going to happen like Dei Zrika. You're going through, one churva to another churva to another churva. That's a great leap. That's already mufleges yoysem idalatochem. That's already derech Zrika. It's the same as true in the reverse. So the reason each bias could be mishtamish with the churva that's next to it, because for that churva, it's right here. The way the other one would be mishtamish would have to be derech aver. And this is Rav Shita, that ain Adam Oyser al Chaver derech aver. Because if Rav held that Adam Oyser al Chaver derech aver, that at the end of the day, everyone has a shaychus to all three. So if everyone has a shaychus to all three, everyone has a right to all three, they all equally own all three, so it should be no different than any other Ruvi Chatzeri situation. The reason it's different is because each person is able to use the churva that's next to them easily, not derech aver, whereas the other house, if it wanted to use it, would only be able to use it derech aver, and it must be because Rav holds in other moysel chaver derech aver. So again, we had a mission. What's the objective of the Gemara? We're trying to find a Rav that holds in other moysel chaver derech aver. So the Gemara says we just found it. It must be this case. But there's one obvious problem before we go weiter. The Gemara is going to address it, and that is, then why is them tzoy aser? Why are they both aser in them tzoy? Presumably, in order to get to them tzoy, you would always have to go derech aver. So if you're telling me that Rav holds in the Moiser al Chaveroi derech aver, so why is the halacha that the middle one's going to be a problem? So Zok to Gemara. Here's the segue. Yasser Rav Broin of a Kamal Olash. Might Rav Broin of a saying over this halacha in the name of Rav. Omali Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar heard what Rav Broin said. So he said, Barbe Rav.
younger man. Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? I'm like, yeah, what are you, I'm making it up? Of course Rav said it. So he said, Ach vile ushpize, do me a favor. I want to know where Rav's staying on Shabbos. I have to hear it from Rav directly. So Ach vile, so he pointed him to which house he was staying in. Also the Kamid Rav, he went before Rav. I'm like, Amar Hachi. So Rav Elazar went to Rav and he says, tell me, did Rebbe really say this? I'm like, he said, of course I said this. I'm like, so he told him, I can't believe you said this. I'm stunned that you said this, halacha. He said, why? What's so bad? What did I say so bad? He said, because Vamaru da Amar Rav, you're the one who said in yesterday's daf, on daf pei dalid, that lezeb is shulshul, v'lezeb is rikah shnei masurim, that if one chatzer has access to something, but using it b'shulshul, and the other chatzer has access to it using it b'zrika. So what's the halacha? They're both going to be asur. Says kashuos, I don't understand this halacha. So why is it mutter for each bias to use the churva that's next to them? Shouldn't this be lezeb is shulshul, v'lezeb is rika? So what's that? But I didn't even read this gemara. Rabbi Lazar didn't understand Rav the way we just explained Rav. And the reason Rabbi Lazar didn't understand Rav the way we explained Rav is because Rabbi Lazar couldn't accept the fact that Rav is of the opinion that Eino de Moisrael Chaveru Derech Aver. Because if Rav holds Eino de Moisrael Chaveru Derech Aver, and that's why Rav holds that each bias can be mishtamish with the churban next to them, and the other guy doesn't shter me because he has to come derech aver and ain't other moisal chaver derech aver. Then what's pshat in the middle chatzah or in the middle churva? How could the middle churva shnei moisim zalzeh? I thought ain't other moisal chaver derech aver. So Rabbi Lazar, when he heard Rav's halacha, he said like this. He made a quick eruv in cheshbon in his head. He said, one thing, Rav holds the middle one is also, even though they both use it derech aver. Oh, Rav must hold other moisal chaver derech aver. And said, aha. So if that's the case, so how come each bias allowed to use the churva next to them? It's the same problem. Just like they both can't use the middle one, each one shouldn't be able to use the one that's closer to them. Why? Because at the end of the day, they both have rights to it. Oh, must be, he said, I know why. Because at the end of the day, it's easier for the house next to the churva to use it. Oh, it's easier. But once I said, Rav l'shitasai, it's not easy for any of them to use it, right? It wasn't easy. Apparently, it wasn't easy for anybody. By the way, there was no Pesach going into it, Rashi says. So it wasn't easy for anybody. Teretz is, it's easier. Oh, this is Lezebishul, so I just have to go look out my window. I know it's not such a nice view, it doesn't sound like, but it's only Lezebishul. And then the person on the other side, he already has to, you know, he has to throw a long range something in order to get there. So it's Lezebishul, Lezebizrika. Oh, but he said, but Rav doesn't hold the Lezebishul, Lezebizrika. Rav is the one that held the Lezebishul, Lezebizrika. So he says, what's going on over it? The whole thing should be Yasser. Right, Geshmack. Rabbi Lazar said it was pushed to him from the fact that Rav must be of the opinion on the Moisrael Chaver Derech Aver. So why is it mutter for each one the churban that's closest to them? Oh, must be because it's easier for me than it is for you. That's why we're not Moisrael Chaver. Problem is at the end of the day, even though it's true it's easier for me than you, but it's hard for both of us. And this is Rav Shita. This is yesterday's Rav. Rav holds Lezeb Shulshul Lezeb Zrika. Not like Shmuel that we look at relatively who's easier, who's harder. We don't look at it as Kol Lezeb and Nachzav. So he came running to Rav and he says, Rav, I can't believe you said this. He said, because to me, this halacha that you're saying contradicts your big halacha on Dafpei Dalet doesn't stem with your big halacha on Dafpei. This is the kasha that he asked him. Amalei. So Rav told him, Rabbi Lazar machstatois. Mi sabris de kaimi kishuro. You have the whole case wrong. The case was not where it was bias. Churva, 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 bias. Right? Bias A, churva A, churva B, churva C, bias B. That's not what it was. Rather, it was the kaimi kichatsuva. It was shaped like a tripod. But Ashenegel and Yoneinu, what we just need is the situation was where that emtsoi that Rav was referring to, where the halach is, they're both shnei emoisrim, it was an emtsoi that they both had equal access to. They both had equal access to. So it wasn't an emtsoi that was sandwiched in between the two churvos that were closer to the two chatzeras. But this was an emtsoi that they actually both had. Again, if you have a picture, it's very straightforward. There's a little picture on the side of the Gemara. But they each bias had a direct access to that one churva. I mean that each bias had a direct access to that one churva. That's why they're going to ask her. So in other words, he says, you want to know why I held that the halacha is that each one is allowed to use the churva that's closer to them, and the person on the other side doesn't shter them? It's because I hold that ain't other Moisrael Chaver Derech Aver. So one of them can use it regular. The other one has to go Birachai Dalit Fachim. So for him, it's Derech Aver. That's a classic example of ain't other Moisrael Chaver Derech Aver. If ain't other Moisrael Chaver Derech Aver, why is it that them Tzoy is going to be Aser? Don't they both have to go Derech Aver? Yeah, if you visualize the case where the Emtzai is in between these two churvas, they both have to fly there in order to get there. That's derech aver. That's a problem. Rav doesn't hold it up. That's not the case. That was never my halacha. Rav clarified it. Gevaldik. So Rav said that that wasn't the case. So he said if that wasn't the case was a little bit different. So as a result, that's not going to be an issue. But the bottom line is, what comes out, what emerges from this shakla v'tarya? I mean, this is mamish bringing the whole last two dafin together, this one story. But Rav says, holds very, very clearly that halachas ain't on the mice. Again, how do you know Rav holds? This is it right here. Rav Papa told Rav. Rav Papa told Rav. Can we argue and say that maybe Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav Dimi? So again, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds Adam Oyser al Chaveira derech Aver. Now, not to the degree that you have to make a Ruvi Chatzeres, but at least to the degree that Zem Moitzis is called Shum Amali, but Zem Moitzis is called Shum Amali, right? You would have to make something, even though two people both have a Sheiches or something, and the way they use it is derech Aver, but that's considered Hishtamshus, and you would have to do something. So Rav Papa told Rav, I think Shmuel maybe doesn't hold a Rav Dimi. So this is a famous Rav Dimi that we saw in Shabbos many times. We saw it in Erevin. If you have a Makkim that's not Dalit al Dalit, and it's situated between a Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabim. Mutal of Nevi Rishus HaRabim, Nevi Rishus HaYochid, Lekatevol. So the people living in the Rishus HaRabim and the people living in the Rishus HaYochid are both allowed to use it. Meaning, if someone in the Rishus HaRabim wants to take a package and he wants to put it there, he could. If someone in the Rishus HaYochid wants to take a package and wants to put it there, he could. Why? Because an area that's not Dalit al Dalit, it has a din of a makom p'tor, and if it has a din of a makom p'tor, halachically it's not a rishus hayachid. Halachically it's not a rishus harav. So you can carry from rishus hayachid onto it; it's not a problem. And from rishus harav onto it because it's not a problem. Uvavachli achlifa. The one thing you're not allowed to do is not allowed to be machlif. I mean, if you want to get something from rishus hayachid to rishus harav, don't use this as like a workaround, as a loophole. I'm not taking it from rishus hayachid to rishus harav. I'm taking it from rishus hayachid. I'm putting it on a makom p'tor, and then I'm going to take it from a makom p'tor and I'm going to put it on a rishus harav. But the point is, there's something you're allowed to do. So this is what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yochanan. We're familiar with this. This is the backdrop to the halacha of Makom Ptur. So Rav Papa told Rava, I'm thinking, could it be Lema Shmuel less later Rav Dimi? Is it possible that we have a raya from Shmuel, not like this halacha from Rav Yochanan? Now, at first glance, Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What does Shmuel's halacha of Ein Ad Ma'aser, or of Ad Ma'aser Al Chaver, Derech Aver, have to do with halacha Makom Ptur? Makom Ptur, we're dealing with Dinei Haitza, carrying from Shus HaYachet, or Shus HaRabim, Derech HaMakom Ptur, or Bavachal HaYachlifu. What do the two sugis have to do with each other? The Teretz is very interesting. The Teretz is that what Rav Papa was concerned with, what Rav Papa was addressing was, maybe there should be an Erevin problem in this Makom Ptur. Because if you have a pole, a structure, a fire hydrant, that's always the classic example, the contemporary example of a Makom Ptur. So if you have something like that, that's between a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim, so it comes out the Anshei Rishus HaYachid have access to it, and the Anshei Rishus HaRabim have access to it. So maybe there should be like a Kaisel between two Chatzeres. And we see that the Anshei Rishus HaRabim have to be taken into consideration. How do we see that? That was Rav Nachman's case in the name of Shmuel from the beginning of the daf. The bottom of Peidal and Beis. The Gemara brought it again. So we reckon with the people under Rishus HaRabim. So he said, don't we have a little bit of an Erevin problem? Because it sounds like too many people could use it. So he said, Bishlam the late Rav, I think I have an Eitzah. Why? Because Rav said, Eilalim Oisrael Chaveru Derech Aver. A Makom Ptur, by definition, has to be less than Dalet Tfachim. Why? If once it's Dalet Tfachim, it's not a Makom Ptur. Either it's a Carmelis, or it's a Rishus HaRabim, or a Rishus HaYachid. It's for sure not going to be a Makom Ptur. So a Makom Ptur, by definition, is not a Makom Dalet Al Dalet. In order to have Hanacha, this takes us back to the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, you have to do Hanacha on a Makom Dalet Al Dalet. If it's not a Makom Dalet Al Dalet, it's not Hanacha. That means if somebody would place something on top of the Makom Ptur, it's not a Shashlikul Tayr. It wouldn't be a Hanacha. If it wouldn't be a Hanacha, it's in the Aver. Oh, it's in the Aver! But according to Shmuel that holds on the Moiser al Chaver derech Aver, you at least need a Ziz, you at least need a Kana. So he's saying, I'm a leader of Papa, the Rabba, Lema Shmuel, less later of Dimi. Is it possible Shmuel doesn't know? Because, what happened to the Erevin problem? So light Rav, it's Gevaldik, but light Shmuel, other Moiser al Chaver derech Aver. So shouldn't this be an issue? So the Gemara says, so he told him that no, I think it's different. Over there, I don't think it's a problem. But in my cases, Shmuel said, I think it's an issue. Why? Hasam reshuyes de reisa, hacha reshuyes de rabbanam. V'chachamim asu chizek ledevreyem, yoysim mishal tayr. And just to clarify, again, be'etzem, Shmuel holds, ein ad ma'isra al chaveri derechav. However, Shmuel was worried, and he said, you have to do something. He didn't say you have to make a ruvi chatzeres. What did he say?
Have a ziz. Something should pull. You should be a hacker. You should acknowledge. You should realize something's going on over here. And as a result, you have to have a ziz. You have to have a read. You have to have something. He said, in your case where you have the bar, shebein shtei chatzeres muflegus mikoysel zaraba mikoysel zaraba. There zem moitzis ziz kol shum amali. Zem moitzis ziz kol shum amali. Why? Because you're carrying from one rishus ayachid to another rishus ayachid. Right? What's the gezerah? People may carry even if it's less than four tefachim in between. You may not make an Erev. So, good. And what's going to happen? You're going to carry Mishra Sayachal, Mishra Sayachal. Oh, you're going to carry Mishra Sayachal, Mishra Sayachal. That. Chacham and Masl Chizik to the Verim, Yais Mishal Torah. Because carry Mishra Sayachal, Mishra Sayachal is an Issa de Rabbanan, it needs Chizik. Because otherwise, people may feel that. It's not so chamor. So, therefore, we need Chizik. But over here, we don't need Chizik. Why? It's Gishmak. Because what would be the Gzeira? Let's just think it for a second. What would be the Gzeira? The Gzeira would be, right now, it's a Mokka in Petur, which means it's not a real Hanukkah. It's Derech Ava. But what happens if you do a real hanacha where it's not derech aver? What would be the case? The thing would be four tefachim wide. If it would be four tefachim wide and you carried from a rishus harabim onto it, you would violate etzama deiraisa. No one's going to violate etzama deiraisa. See, he said that when you're dealing exclusively with rishus hayachid, there he was worried about gzeris. So he said that even though really, ain't other moiser al chaver derech aver, but still, zem moitzis is kol shum amali, zem moitzis is kol shum amali. Because over here he's concerned. But when you're dealing with rishus hayachid and rishus harabim and makom tor, where if the story changes a little bit, you may end up in a deiraisa. So over there he's not worried that people may do the same exact thing where there is a real anocha. Because if there's a real anocha, there's a good chance you're violating a tzama deiraisa, certainly if it's from a rishus harabim onto it. So he said over there he's less worried. I mean that he's less worried. Therefore, you don't have this halach. I'm the Ravina L'Ravo. So Ravina asked Ravo one more kashas. I'm the Rav Hachi. Does Rav home? Ain't the Maisa Chavei Derech Chavei Va'it Mashnei Batam Shei Tzidim Rishus Rav. There were two houses on two sides of Rishus Rabim. Rav Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Also, Lizrik Mizeh. Lizeh. That halach is you're not allowed to throw something from one house to the other house. So you're throwing something from one house to another house. Derech Rishus Rabim. Now, the first thing that comes to mind in a case like this is, how could you carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Hayachid, Derech Rishus Rab. And the Gemara talked about this in the beginning of Perakah Zoyrik and the Sachte Shabbos, Had Gemaras. But this is something that was technically discussed. But for our Sugi, that's not an issue. Our Sugi, let's assume it's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground. So if it's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, the Rishus Rab only is Oila until 10 Tvachim. Right? Rishus Hayachid is Oila the Rakia. But Rishus Rab is only Oila up until 10 Tvachim. So as a result, it's not going to be an issue. So there's no real Hoytzah problem. Stating that, Rav said, you're not allowed to throw from one side to the other side. V'shmul amar, Shmul said, mutter lizrek mizeh lezeh. It's going to be mutter. So the Gemara said, Ravina told Rav, what's pshat Rav? Why would Rav hold the sauce? If it's not a tzah, what would be the problem? He said, you know what I think the issue is? I think the issue is Erevin. I think that's the problem. I think the problem is that the Rishus HaRabim is a mokka in Mishra Tefes. The people in Rishus HaRabim are all allowed to use it. The people in the houses on the side, everyone's allowed to use it. So it's a mokka in Mishra Tefes. How could you carry through that area? L'chayra, it's a mokka in Mishra Tefes. And that must be the pshat in Rav. The problem, Ravina asked Rav, is that if Rav holds Ein Adam Ha'isal Chaver Derech Aver, so l'chayra, it shouldn't be a problem because the Rishus HaRabim, they use this area Derech Aver, it's up in the Aver. So it shouldn't be a press. Alam the Shigemara. Amaleise, he told him, Lav Mika, Ikimna, I thought we had this conversation already, or something similar to it. He said, I already made an Ikimta in this Gemara. The Madli Chad, Umetati Chad, Zimna, the Megandiv, enough of us, the lesser, you know. Pshat on that, Rav, has nothing to do with Erevin. And you're right, it's not a regular Hoytzah problem, it's a Gzeira Ato Hoytzah. Because it was talking about where the two houses weren't on the same plane. As a result, it was a Gzeira that if you're going to throw from one house to the other house, you may end up not reaching, and as a result, it's going to land in the Rishus HaRabim, and then you're going to violate the Halacha Hoytzah. It's for that reason it's going to be an issue. Exhale. Either way, it'd be very nice to make a recap on today's daf, but I think it's a little too much. But one thing we have from yesterday's daf and today's daf that's very clear, and that is two major machloikas in between Rav and Shmuel that permeate these sugyas of shtei chatzeres that are side by side, where you have some mokaim that's mishutaf between the two chatzeres as it relates to, could the people on the chatzah use it, assuming that if they made an erev, then everything is gevaldik. But assuming shakhul erev, they didn't make an erev between each other, what would be the halacha? The first machloik is between Rav and Shmuel, is where you have something that's somewhat inconvenient for both members of the chatzeres to use. However, for one it's b'shilshul, and for the other one it's b'zrika. Rav said, at the end of the day, it's inconvenient for both. Shmuel said, that's true, but to go derech shilshul is easier than to go derech zrika. And as a result, on a relative basis,
It's leze benachas leze bekasha v'chol davar shetashmish leze benachas leze bekasha noise noise leze shetashmish benachas. Rav was machmer, Shmuel was mekel. Rav said we don't look at them relative to each other. Shmuel said we do look at them relative to each other. That was the machloikas that underpinned yesterday's daf. Machloikas that underpins today's daf is another shiloh, and that is if you have two chatzeros where the members of both chatzeros have rights to something, they have hishtamshus to something, however, their hishtamshus to it is derech aver. Derech aver meaning they don't have like a direct access to it, it goes through a window, and it's more than four tfachim from them. But the point is, it's derech aver. Rav holds eina de moisra al chaveri derech aver. Rav is mekel in this machlokes. Eina de moisra al chaveri derech aver, whereas Shmuel holds od de moisra al chaveri derech aver. Not to the point that you have to make a ruvich hatzeres, but at least to the point where you have to do something. Zem moitzi ziz kol shum emali. Zem moitzi ziz kol shum emali. Rabbi Yehuda said, afilu kanya, something zeichel mikdash, but something you have to do. But as long as you make a little bit something, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Let's just make a scholar on the next sugya. Nice, and it's a ruvich bebe. So if somebody has an eruv echatzeros and they put the eruv in one of the houses, but they didn't put it in a regular house. They put it in a beishar. Beishar was this little house that was usually at the entranceway of the chatzar. So if somebody walked into a chatzar, you didn't walk right into the chatzar. There was like a proizdar. There was a beishar at the entranceway of the chatzar, and through the beishar, you ended up going to the chatzar. Now, chsadra is an area that has four poles and a roof, but it doesn't have walls. A marpeset, we know what a marpeset is, in the air. I mean, you can't put the eruv in a beishar, an achsadra, a marpeset. You have to put it in a real house. If you don't put it in a real house, it's not a good eruv. Adarsham. What if somebody lives in a beishar? He lives in an achsadra. He lives in the marpeset. Any oyster olive, so you don't have to worry about him either. Meaning, it doesn't count towards erevin. If he didn't contribute to the erev, no worries. It's not a problem. Every member that lives in a regular house, every real resident contributes. But if you're not a regular resident, it's not going to be a problem. Another halacha beisah tavad beisah bachur beisah etzim beisah oyster olives. What if you have a house where you store straw or cattle or wood or some other thing that you put away? The halacha is, if you leave the Erev there, it's a good Erev. And if somebody lives there, he counts, meaning you have to collect the Erev from him. Rabbi Yehuda said another halacha. Let's say somebody leased out his property to somebody else. The assumption always is that the Seicher, the tenant, will be the one that's responsible as it relates to Eruv HaChatzeres. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the masker, the landlord, has a tfisas yad, he has something there, he stores things there, he has some rights towards it, then the halacha is, then the soicher is not the oyser, then the masker is the oyser. So do we look at the tenant as being the one that we need to be concerned with, or the masker? It depends on what rights the masker has. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. Amr Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei de Rav Shmuel bar Sheila. It's called Makosh Amru Hardashim Eni Oyser. So Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel bar Sheila, so this is an Amoira, said that every time Chazal said that if you have an area, that if you live there, you don't mess up the Erev. I mean, if you live there and you didn't contribute to the Erev, you're not oyster on everybody else. The halach is hanois and say ruva yein Erev. If you would put your Erev in that type of place, it wouldn't be an Erev. I mean, the two go hand in hand. If you're not oyster, that means your house doesn't count. It doesn't matter. If your house doesn't matter, you can't put the Erev there either. You have to put the Erev in a house. A house that whose resident, whose owner or whose resident, the person that lives there, would have to contribute to the Erev. So if you live in a house that doesn't obligate you to contribute, then if the Erev is in that house, it's not going to be a good Erev. There is one exception, however. Chutz mi beis shar de yachid. Unless you have a chatzar, one person lives in the chatzar, he has his own beis shar, that house, the halacha is that even though if somebody lived in that beis shar, he wouldn't aser. However, if somebody puts an Erev there, it will be an Erev. Now, if one person lives in the chatzar, why do you have to make an Erev? So you're right. It's talking about where this one chatzar wants to now be ma'arev with another chatzar. So if this chatzar wants to be ma'arev with another chatzar, so there already it's negei Eruv chatzar. So that beishar, even though Ador Shom Eni Yoyser, that's the halach of a beishar, but a beishar de yochid, you could put the Erev there. Another halach Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Breda of Shmuel Vashayla said, he said, any place Chazal said, you're not allowed to put an Erev, Menichem by Shituf. You're allowed to put a Shituf. And this is because, where do you put the Shituf from a voice? You put it in the chatzar. So the Eruv chatzar is you put it in a house, because that's what Eruv chatzar is, ma'ariv the houses. So you put it in a house. Shituf from a voice is ma'ariv the chatzeres. So therefore, where do you put the shituf? You put it in the chatzar. So if you can't put the Erev in a certain place, what does that mean? It's not a house. If it's not a house, then what is it? it's part of the chatzer. It's either the house or the chatzer. It's one or the other, right? So if it's not the house, it's the chatzer. If it's the chatzer, oh, then you menichim by shittuf. Chutz, there's one exception. Me Avram Mavoy. Avram Mavoy is a place that you can't put an erev and you also can't put a shittuf. Meaning you can't put the shittuf in the Mavoy. It has to be, at the very least, in a chatzer. The Gemara says, my kumashwan. So who said all this? Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Sheil. The Gemara says, what was the chiddush? Tanina. We know everything he said from the Mishnah. I mean, you see everything. You see that we see for sure saw in the Mishnah that there's some correlation between Hadorsham Eina Yoiser and Anoisen Eseruva Eina Yerev. That was Mefurish in the Mishnah. And it was also Meduyik in the Mishnah that if you put your Erev there, it's not going to be a good Erev, all these places. But if you put your Shittuf there, it will be a good Shittuf. So Luchura, everything Rabbi Yehuda Breder Shum Vashela said was either explicit in the Mishnah or implicit in the Mishnah. You had it in the Mishnah. So if you had it in the Mishnah, what did he have to say? So the Gemara says, it's not true. Not everything was mefurish in the Mishnah. What was a mefurish? Beishar di yochid, v'avir de mavu yitzrich alei de loitran. Because there were exceptions to both of these rules. The rules were in the Mishnah, or at least implied in the Mishnah. But the exceptions to the rule were not. Number one, Beishar de Yachid. The fact that you could put an Erev in a Beishar de Yachid, Mishnah didn't say anything about a Beishar de Yachid verse. Mishnah said a regular Beishar. Hadar Shalom Eina Yoyser, and you can't put your Erev there. That a Beishar de Yachid should be different, where do you see that in the Mishnah? Well, that's already something that Rabbi Yehuda Breda Shmuel Bar Sheilas was bringing. That's what something he was being mechadish, and that's what we need as halacha. Additionally, the fact that Avram Mavoy is not a place that you can put a shittuf, that's not something you see in the Mishnah. That's what we needed. It's a Gemara Tanyanami Hachi, a raya to these things. I know you said this Ruva Beit Shach Sadr Mar Peser Ube Chatzer Ube Mavoy. So again, if someone puts his Erev either in the Beit Shar, an achsadra, a marpeset, a chatzor, or a mavoy, hareza erev. The halacha is it's an erev. Faith to Gemara. How could it be an erev? Atanan, all these things we said, ain't a erev. Gemara says, right. Ema hareza shitov. It's a shitov. But the Gemara continues and says, shitov b'mavoy loyminte. You could put shitov in a mavoy. One of the things mentioned was a mavoy. Ema b'chatzor sheba mavoy. Right. Not the mavoy, but rather b'chatzor sheba mavoy. But this is a tanya namiyachi. What do you see here? You see that even though these things are not good for an erev, this is the tanya namiyachi, but you see for a shitov, it is good, right? Usually when the Gemara brings the Tanya Nami Hachi, it's a braisa that supports like some editing that the Gemara does. Right, the Gemara will ask a kash on the Mishnah, and the Gemara will say a Pesachsure Mechzer, Hachi B'mayaskina, will make an Ekibda, Tanya Nami Hachi to support the Ekibda. Here it was just the opposite. The Gemara brought a Tanya Nami Hachi, which mamish that nothing to do with what we're talking about. And in the Tanya Nami Hachi, we had to, you know, jump through a few hoops. But Lamaisa, at the end of the Gemara's editing of the Tanya that the Gemara brought, it's Taka Tanya Nami Hachi. Amar Rav Yehuda, one more Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Bnei Chabur Shoyim Azubu Mekidish Aleim Ayoy. If the Bnei Chabur were sitting together and it was becoming Shabbos and they had to make an Erev, Sapash Allah Shulchan, if there was bread on the table, Soim Chalim Shomayev, they could use a Fe Ruvik Hatzers. The Amrigal, some say, Mishom Sheet of some say, Vishaduf and Mavais. Amar Rab, Rabbis of Aloy Pligid, there was no Machloikis. Meaning, these two Lishoinos, whether they can use the bread on the table, Fe Ruvik Hatzers, or Vishaduf and Mavais, it's not really a Machloikis, but it's two different Metziuses. Kambim Mesubim Mabayas, Kambim Mesubim Mechatzer. Where were they sitting? If they were sitting in a house, they could use the Ruvi Chatzeres, because where do you put a Ruvi Chatzeres? In the house. If they were sitting in a Chatzer, they could use a Shetuvim Mevayis, because where do you put the Shetuvim Mevayis? You put it in the Chatzer. Only Abayi L'Rabba. Abayi told Rabba, Tanya de Mesayelach. I have a riot to you. And again, not a Mefurisha Braisa. So again, Rabba was the one that said this, that where do you put a Ruvi Chatzeres? In the house. Where do you put Shetuvim Mevayis? In the Chatzer. And that's how he explained the Veloy Pligi. But Abayi told Rabba, I have a riot to a Ruvi Chatzeres b'chatzer, v'shetuvim Mevayis b'mavoy. So if you can't put it in the Beishar, the Achsadra, the Marpesa, you certainly can't put it in the Chatzar. Right, not a Ruvah Chatzeris Bechatzar, but rather a Ruvah Chatzeris in the house that's in the Chatzar. Shetufe Mevoyos. And what about Shetufe Mevoyos? So it's not B'mavoy, but rather it's Bechatzar Shebemavoy. Either way, again, it's not a Tanya de Messiah, unless you edit the Raisa. But after editing the Raisa, it's a Tanya de Messiah. That is clearly the second part of the daf was a lot lighter than the first part of the daf. That is that the Ruvi Chatzeres goes into a bias, the Shetufim Mevoyos goes into a Mavoy, as it relates to this last halacha that we just saw. So if there's a Bnei Chabura that's sitting together and they realize it's almost Shabbos and oops, they forgot to make an Erev. So it counts as an Erev. They can say, this is going to be an Erev, it's going to be Erev. So what is it going to be? Is it going to be a Ruvi Chatzeres or Shetuvim Mevoyos? Depends. But they were sitting in a bias, it's going to be Ruvi Chatzeres. But they're sitting in a Chatzer, then it's going to be Shetuvim Mevoyos.